This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The saying everybody has a podcast these days might be hyperbole, but not by much.
I get very little from people screaming at each other.
3-minute sound bites yelling over each other.
And just the talking points, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. It's like a Charlie Brown and the teacher what they're talking.
Yeah, that's Senator Ted Cruz chopping it up with co-host Michael Knowles. Together they host Verdict with Ted Cruz, a podcast the senator started during the Senate impeachment trial. The idea was to take listeners behind the scenes of an historic moment in history. But now, since it shot to the top of the podcast charts, Senator Cruz has stuck with it, and he's evidently inspired some of his colleagues at the Capitol, too. Among them, Houston Republican Dan Crenshaw, who's launched a show called We Hold These Truths just a few days ago. It's a trend that Stephanie Martin has been watching with great interest. She is an assistant professor of political communication at Southern Methodist University, SMU. She's also an avid podcast listener, and she joins us now on the Texas Standard. Dr. Martin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I mentioned that everyone has a podcast these days. Why does it matter if a politician does it too? I mean, everyone has a Twitter handle, right? Is it that big of a deal?
Well, we can never forget that we live in the age of Trump. This is always the simplest answer, especially when it comes to politics. You know, Trump made so evident the value of controlling the media, putting out your own message, and even coming up with your own version of the facts and your own version of the news. And podcasting is a way to reach out and directly find people and directly compose your own version of events. And I think that's a lot of what's going on.
You know, I think you're making a very interesting point here, because it used to be that the media sort of mediated a politician's message. Now, of course, you're not just transcending what the media would normally do in its role covering politics, but in a way you are kind of mediating the media, because you have staged events like rallies or you release an incendiary tweet, and now we have podcasts being used for something very similar, sort of driving the news cycle in a sense.
Yes, I think what is really good about podcasting from a politician's point of view is that it invites a lot of control. You are in charge of what you say. You don't even have to go about finding a friendly interviewer. So for all the complaining about MSNBC on the left or Fox News on the right, in this case, the leader, Ted Cruz or Crenshaw, they write the questions and the answer, right? So it's almost a chance to reinforce the kind of brand that they want to be seen as. It's freedom that you don't accidentally get asked something you didn't want to talk about.
But having said that, since we all know that these podcasts do that, they perform that function, unless you're just wanting to have your own political beliefs validated or reaffirmed, why would they be interesting? Why would they be worth listening to if you are part of the great body electorate, if you will?
Yeah, it is less clear what constituents and voters get out of listening to these podcasts. One of the things that research shows is that podcast is, it has a feeling of being somehow intimate, right? More intimate than what we maybe are doing here, because this just gets, all you have to do is turn on your radio and it's just happening on the Texas Standard. But for those who listen to this on podcasting, it's like you actually invite it onto your phone or onto your podcasting device. And so downloading requires an active invitation that suggests a kind of loyalty and engagement, and you're getting to know someone and you're invited into their private conversation. And I think that that's what constituents feel like they're getting. It's all a ruse. That's not really what's going on. But that's the appeal of it.
Well, you know, scholars, including yourself, I would imagine, have been, you know, tolling the bell for mainstream media for some time. We've seen newspapers folding. I think the McClatchy chain declared bankruptcy today. Mm-hmm. If you are part of traditional media, what does this mean for you?
Well, you see traditional media doing podcasts themselves, right? One of the stories about the Ted Cruz podcast with The Verdict, and we'll see if he can continue to maintain the audience that he had during the impeachment trial, because he's not an expert podcaster, and podcasting is actually very difficult. You have to get the media just right, and media folks like yourself are better at doing sound quality and audio quality and thinking up things to talk about, ready, right? Every day you have to come up with a show and do something that's interesting. And you see things like the New York Times every day puts out the daily, and NPR every morning will send you a podcast so that you can get the day's headlines. And so media themselves and big media are responding to the podcasting trend by sending out podcasts themselves. It will be interesting to see how this works going forward.
Stephanie Martin is an assistant professor of communication studies at Southern Methodist University. Dr. Martin, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.